Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Danny Blanchflower Trophy. It's match day 7 and it's all to play for. We've got a very special guest today. Not only are we joined by regulars Lee Harper, Mickey McGrath, David Holland, but our one and only Adam Miller's turned up and he's here to get himself off the marks. How are you doing, Adam?
Yeah, I'm good. I just hope I get off the mark and not still end up with zero.
Oi, I really hope he stays on zero. Wait, give him the 90s, 20s questions.
That book's been thrown in the bin, I'm afraid. But it's great to have you back, mate. It's great to have all four of you. So let's crack on. All listeners know, we start now with our multiple choice episode. Then we move on to our new quiz, Name Your Ex. And then our final one is Any Other Sport. So let's start with our multiple choice. Same as usual. I'm going to start to my right. It's a 3 point for the correct answer, 2 points for multiple choice, and a point for a steal. Let's go. So to my right, my screen is Lee Harper. Lee, question number one. Here we go. Premier League striker Graham Fenton played for which club between 1995 and 1997? Pardon me.
Blackburn Rovers.
Well done. It was Blackburn Rovers for 3 points. To my right, David Holland, question number two. Who played their home games at Priestfield?
Multiple choice.
Okay. Grimsby, Gillingham or Rotherham?
Grimsby.
Incorrect. Lee Zanastor first.
Gillingham.
Gillingham for a point. Well done, Lee.
So you've got to put your hand up.
Yeah.
Steal it. All right, got you.
Okay. Question number three. Paul, Celtic were formed in which year?
Multiple choice.
Okay. 1887, 1897 or 1902?
1887.
Well done for 2 points. Yes, it was.
Check his eyes.
Right. When
it was Partick Thistle formed.
Because this is Miller's first time, I can only take the hand up after the guy's got it wrong. So if Paul would have got that wrong, I wouldn't have been able to take your hand because your hand up all the time. See what I'm saying?
All right, got you.
So he has to get it wrong first and then I'll take your hand. Okay, anyway, it's your question now. Right. Question number four, Adam. Gabriel Batistuta played for how many Italian clubs in the 1990s? So you can either guess or
as
you can have a multiple
first,
choice.
As my first one, I'm going straight in for a guess. In the 90s, yeah?
Yeah.
Three.
Well done. It was three. You play for... sorry, no.
What?
No, it wasn't. I was going to go 3 points then. Paul McGrath, sorry.
In the night, it was I'll one.
Take it off.
One, Florentina.
One, yeah. Yeah. There's too many of you guys today.
The Miller getting done on VAR.
I thought I've got straight off.
He weren't even close with three.
When he said three, I was automatically going to go 3 points, but it wasn't. It was one. Damn. Anyway, Paul got it. Well done. He's got the steal point. Right, back to the start. Let's hope it's going to be a bit more smoothly now. Lee, Chelsea signed Gustavo Poyet in 1997 from which club?
I think it's the Spanish side, but I'm going to go for multiple choice.
Okay. Real Betis, Real Zaragoza, or Real Sociedad?
Sociedad.
Incorrect.
No.
Paul, sorry.
Zaragoza.
Paul. Real Zaragoza for a point.
Boxing.
Dave? Liverpool midfielder Jan Molby played international football for who?
Norway.
Incorrect. Adam? Can't hear you.
Multiple Adam? Choice.
Yeah, you can still have multiple choice, yeah. Norway, yeah. Denmark or Finland?
God, Denmark.
He's got his first point. Denmark. Man of applause, please. Right, question number 7. Paul, Germany took 5 strikers to USA 94. Jürgen Klinsmann, Stefan Kuntz, Karl-Heinz Riedler and Rudi Völler. That's 4. Who was the 5th?
A multiple choice.
Ulf Kirsten, Oliver Bierhoff or Frank Mill?
The first one.
Ulf Kirsten?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. 2 points. It was Ulf Kirsten.
Oh, where's his eyes?
Have you not gone Bierhoff? That would have been the obvious answer.
No, because it was too obvious. And also, Bierhoff was later on. He would have been about 17 then.
He was the next World Cup Bierhoff. I was like, yeah, yeah. Right. Adam now, isn't it? Is it Adam? Yeah. Right. Dutch defender Ronald Koeman left which club in 1995?
Oh, I'm going multiple choice because you're going to say the two teams I'm thinking of. It's going to fuck me. Okay. Yeah, multiple choice. Right.
Barcelona, Ajax or Sampdoria? Yeah.
I'll go with my first gut, Ajax.
Incorrect. Paul, your hand was already up.
Barcelona.
Dave? No, I said your hand
Barcelona.
Was already up. Barcelona. Yeah, Dave.
It's one of the two, isn't it? It's one of the two.
Yeah. On my screen, when Adam said Barcelona, when he said Ajax, your hand was already up. That's why I went for Dave. Dave was the next one I saw.
VAR on this.
I'll stop the recording, go back, watch it, and see whose hand was up first.
Fair enough. Right, who was that? That was that. Right, back to Lee. Right, question number 9. In the 1993-94 season, Wimbledon ended their season in their highest ever Premier League position. Where did they finish?
Multiple choice, please.
6th, 7th or 8th?
6.
Well done. 2 points for 6.
Yeah, put your hands down, lads.
Bastard.
Dave? In 1998, Brazilian winger Denilson signed for Real Betis for $21.5 million. From which club?
Flamengo.
Incorrect.
Bastard.
Lee?
Sao Paulo.
Well done for a point with Sao Paulo.
Didn't even need the multiple choice.
Paul? Paul? Arsenal striker Kaba Diawara played for which African country?
Fuck's sake. Multiple choice.
Ghana, Sierra Leone or Guinea?
Ghana. You fuckers.
Oh, look it down here, so Mickey.
No, it's terrible.
When I think, I look down. Gee, okay, hold on.
Oh, Ghana. Guinea.
It was Ghana.
Incorrect. Lee?
Guinea.
Guinea for a point. Well done.
Well done.
He was doing the old gum. Hey, yeah, what's that?
He was going to say Grana.
Grenada.
Gambia.
Right, Miller? Who was QPR's top goal scorer in all competitions in the 1995-96 season? Excuse me.
It's got to be obvious, that one, isn't it?
Multiple choice or straight in?
Yeah, multiple choice. Just okay. To cover my bases there.
Danny Dicchio, Kevin Gallant, or Mark Haightley?
Danielli.
Well done for 2 points. Danny Dicchio got 11. Yep.
Gallant said that the other day on the interview.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All right, back to Lee. Vålerenga played a football in which country?
Norway.
Well done. Straight in for 3 points. Dave, name the year that Tony Daly last played for England.
Multiple choice.
91, 92 or 93?
92.
Well done, Dave. 2 points.
I was going to say 92. I was sick and I didn't come out with that.
Paul, the first Premier League season, 1992-93, contained how many teams?
22.
Well done for 3 points. It was 22. Miller, which Sheffield Wednesday striker scored 19 Premier League goals during the 93-94 season?
Hurst.
Incorrect. Paul?
Mark Bright.
Yes, it was Mark Bright.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he was at Palace.
Now, Miller, I would have gone Hurst.
Yeah, I thought he was at Palace.
I was Brighton. Dying for you to say fucking multiple choice, though.
What was the multiple choice, Graham? Out of interest.
Yeah, it was David Hurst, Mark Bright and Chris Waddle. Back to Lee. Lee, Arsenal striker Ian Wright scraped into the UK singles chart with a single released in 1993. What was the name of his record?
Multiple choice.
Outstanding, do the right thing, or right on time?
Right on time.
Incorrect. Dave Holland?
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Yes, it was.
I remember that classic.
Right, near the end now. Dave?
He's getting righty on the programme.
Yeah, very nice, wasn't it? Dave, Go Ahead Eagles play their football in which country?
Multiple choice. I was going to go for it there. Multiple choice.
Belgium, Nigeria or Holland?
Oh, good job I didn't go for it because I was going to say Canada. Belgium.
Incorrect. Paul?
Holland.
Yes, it was Holland. Well done.
They always go in the acca, man. It's both teams to score.
Yeah, the same.
Right, Mickey. In the 1998-99 season, Celtic had two Englishmen in their 36-man squad. Alan Stubbs was one. Who was the other?
Multiple choice.
Ian Wright, Tommy Johnston or Alan Thompson?
What year was it, sorry?
In the 1998-99 season.
Alan Thompson.
Incorrect. Dave?
Ian Wright.
Incorrect. Miller?
The other one.
Tommy Johnson, yeah.
I can't remember the other one. That's why I said Ian Wright. Ian Wright was playing. We won the league. My God.
The other one. Okay. I'm back to Miller. The last question in multiple choice. Which third tier side beat Man United 4-3 on aggregate in 1995 to knock them out of the League Cup?
Multiple choice.
Oldham, York or Southend?
1995.
Yeah.
York.
For 2 points, yes, it was York. Well done. Well done. So that's the end of our multiple choice round. Now we're going to our second round called Name My Ex. I bought this in last week and it was quite successful. So we've got 40 questions here. A lot quicker to get through than multiple choice, so there's 10 each. So let's get going. So I'll start to my right again. So that's Lee Harper. Ready?
Yep.
Are there steals on this one?
Sorry, Paul, you weren't here last week. No, there's no steals. If you get it wrong, it's wrong. It's just a point for this. Right, here we go. Lee, Colin Endre, Coventry.
Blackburn.
Incorrect. It was Rangers. Dave, Dean Saunders, Bradford.
Aston Villa.
Incorrect. It was Benfica. Paul Warhurst, Blackburn.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Sheffield Wednesday. Miller, Andy Townsend, Middlesbrough.
Chelsea.
Incorrect. It was Aston Villa. Lee, Craig Burley, Derby.
Bolton.
Incorrect. It was Celtic.
Celtic.
Dave. Yeah. Dave. David Rowcastle, Man City.
Chelsea.
Incorrect. It was Leeds. We're struggling today, boys. Paul. Gary Charles, Aston Villa.
Oldham.
Who?
Oldham.
Incorrect. It was Derby. Miller. Lee Sharp, Bradford.
Leeds.
Well done, Leeds. He's got a point. Lee. Scott Minto, West Ham.
Chelsea.
Incorrect. It was Benfica. Dave. Gavin Peacock, Chelsea.
QPR.
Incorrect. It was Newcastle. Paul Roy Regley.
Some lovely ones in here today. Old Dodgy Graham.
They're all British today, mate.
Got to say that one again, Graham.
What's, oh God, Paul, sorry.
Roy Regley, Blackburn.
Queens Park Rangers.
Queens Park Rangers, it was, yeah. Miller, Jason McAteer, Liverpool.
Bolton.
Bolton, yeah, correct. Lee, John Hawkes, Derby.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday. On point, well done. Dave, Terry Phelan, Everton.
Leeds.
Incorrect, it was Chelsea. Paul, Peter Beardsley, Bolton.
Newcastle.
Newcastle, yep. Miller, Jeff Kenner, Blackburn.
Birmingham.
Incorrect, Southampton. Lee, David Ginola, Newcastle.
Marseille.
Incorrect, it was Paris Saint-Germain. Dave, Warren Barton, Newcastle.
Southampton.
Incorrect, it was Wimbledon. Paul, Vinnie Jones, Wimbledon.
Oh, God. No idea. No idea. Not going to guess. No idea.
Chelsea it was. Miller, Neil Shipperley, Forest.
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, well done.
Well done.
Lee, John Solarco, Coventry.
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, well done. Dave, Ian Dowie, Southampton.
Crystal Palace.
Incorrect, it was West Ham. Paul, Neil Ruddock, Tottenham.
Liverpool. No, yeah, Liverpool.
Oh, you said Liverpool. Incorrect, yeah, Southampton.
Yeah.
Miller, Nigel Quasi, Forest.
QPR.
QPR, yep. Lee, Nicky Barmby, Everton.
Middlesbrough.
Well done, Middlesbrough for point. Dave, Tony Cotty, West Ham.
Everton.
Everton, yep. Colton Palmer, Nottingham Forest.
Southampton.
Well done, it was Southampton. Miller, Chris Bart-Williams. Chris Bart-Williams, Forest.
Wimbledon.
Incorrect, it was Sheffield Wednesday. Lee, Neil Redfern, Charlton.
Barnsley.
Barnsley, well done. Dave, Mark Haitley, QPR.
The Glasgow Rangers.
Well done, Glasgow Rangers. Paul, yes. Rod Wallace, Leeds.
Bolton.
Incorrect, it was Southampton. Miller, David May, Man United.
Blackburn.
Blackburn Rovers, well done. Lee, Alan Stubbs, Celtic.
Everton.
Incorrect, it was Bolton. Dave, John Lukic, Leeds.
Arsenal.
Arsenal, well done. Paul, Darren Anderton, Tottenham.
Swindon.
Incorrect, it was Portsmouth. Miller, Jeremy Goss, Hearts.
Norwich.
Well done, Norwich. Last four now. Lee, Earl Barrett, Everton.
Wimbledon.
Incorrect, it was Aston Villa. Dave, Duncan Ferguson, Everton.
Glasgow Rangers.
Glasgow Rangers, well done. Paul, Martin Keown, Arsenal.
No idea. No idea.
Everton. It was Everton. And Miller, John Artson, Coventry.
West Ham.
No, it was Wimbledon. That was tough for that one, wasn't it?
I had a stinker of a start, boy. Old Mickey went, Southampton.
Boy, Sheffield Wednesday. He played for Sheffield Wednesday and Southampton, but I couldn't remember.
He never does that and gets it wrong. He always does it and gets it right.
What do you normally say, Dave?
I said Ghana.
You normally say that's a...
Alexa.
Oh, yeah, that's an Alexa,
that's
yeah.
That's a Google.
Oh, that's a Google. I have many things I say about him. He is a cheating bastard. I don't care what he says.
Last round now. But I think it's Harper's favourite round. It's the pub round.
Oh,
it's called Any More Sport. It's not the first. I don't stop with Lee going round. I'll say the question, and the first hand I see, I take the answer. If you get it wrong, the guys put their hand down, and then I'll take the next hand. It's pretty simple. Straightforward, if that makes sense. Anyway, here we go. Let's start with question number one. 3 points. It's hard, this one, because I've got to read and then watch the screen as well. Istabrak was a champion at what sport? Miller.
Boxing.
Incorrect. Holland.
Tennis.
Incorrect. Lee.
Football.
Incorrect. Steve Paul.
Rowing.
No, incorrect. Istabrak. It was a champion horse, wasn't he? You never heard of Istabrak?
Clearly not. None of us.
Surprised Mickey ain't heard of it.
Well, I'm
surprised Mickey didn't go, swim horse.
Okay. It was only 20 years, so these would be go quick. Bye. Question number two. Who won the 1995 Royal Rumble? David Holland.
Hulk Hogan.
No, incorrect. Paul?
Ric Flair.
Incorrect. Lee?
Ultimate Warrior.
Incorrect.
Macho Man.
Oh, Yokozuna.
Correct.
Yokozuna, wasn't it?
No, Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels.
Paul's probably got
I've got questions in for you, and you still can't get them right. Jesus. Okay, I've made them tough this way. I didn't feel I was a bit that tough. Right, question number three. Martin O'Fire played for which London-based rugby league side between 96 and 99? Dave?
St. Helens.
Incorrect. London-based, I said.
Oh, Miller. Shit. London Irish.
Lee, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. That's dummy St. Helens, London-based. He's dummy there. Harlequins.
Incorrect. Lee?
London Broncos.
London Broncos for 3 points. Well done. Someone's off the mark.
I missed out the London bit. Just went for the one I know.
Sure,
Mickey won't cut that bit up.
No chance.
Right. Question number four. Finish the name of this NBA basketball team. The Charlotte. Dave?
Hornets.
Hornets for 3 points. Well done. The Charlotte Hornets. Question number five. What is the name of Nottingham's famous cricket ground? Lee?
Trent Bridge.
Trent Bridge, well done for 3 points. Question number six. Which fighting style did UFC star Royce Gracie practice? Paul?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Well done for 3 points. Yes, it was. Question number seven. In darts, the oki is the line behind which the throwing player stands. Spell oki. Lee?
O-C-H-E.
Well done. 3 points. Yes, it is. Question number eight.
How have you done that?
In tennis, who was nicknamed Pistol Pete? Dave?
Pete Sampras.
Pete Sampras, it was, for 3 points. Question number nine. Britain's Sally Gunnell won gold at Barcelona 92 Olympic Games in what event? Miller?
200.
No, incorrect. Lee?
400 metre hurdles.
Well done, yeah. I only wanted hurdles, but you put 400 in as well. Question number 10. Francois Pienaar played rugby union for which country? Lee?
South Africa.
South Africa, 3 points. Well done. Question 11. Which country is Kelso Racecourse? Paul?
Ireland.
Incorrect. Lee?
England.
Incorrect. Miller?
America.
Incorrect.
France.
I do hope Pat's not watching this. It's Scotland.
He's deaf. He can't listen to podcasts.
This is getting regular. Yeah, it's Kelso's in Scotland. Right, question number 12. Which boxer made his first title defence in 21 years in 1995?
So they're saying the question again?
First title defence.
Yeah, in 21 years, in 1995.
His first title defence in 21 years?
Yeah.
Journey, man. Well,
George Foreman.
Well done, David. It was George Foreman. You got there in the end.
It took me a little while.
Where's that Google now, eh? Where are them eyes?
Got Adam for it, Paul. Tell him.
Yeah.
I can tell you, he beat Michael Mora.
There you go. Definitely Google. Howdy,
Google's good there.
Yeah. What date was that, Dave? How many people are in attendance? Is it all in the front of you?
Stadium?
I don't need to Google. Look, I'm sitting here. Look, bollocky. Look, there's nothing going on around
me. Phone's in your hand, you fucking mung.
I'll spin it all around. Look, phone, no phone. See, look.
We've seen your phone in the video about 10 times.
That's me Google. That's me texting your mum.
That's me Googling.
You slipped up there, Dave. Right, question 13. What year did Tiger Woods turn pro? Nate?
1995.
Incorrect. Paul?
96.
96 it was, yeah. 3 points.
That's Google. That's Google.
14. How many Formula One World Championships did Nigel Mansell win? Paul?
4.
Incorrect. Miller?
3.
Incorrect. Dave?
1.
1 it was, yeah.
He had his hand up the whole time. He didn't even put it down, the cheating fucker.
I'm
kept going like that. I was fucking up. I was waving at you.
Nuggly off right there.
I can only see what comes on my screen first.
Bollocks.
Seriously.
Lee, you wouldn't have said one anyway, you chief.
I fucking would have. I had my hand up. Paul guessed. I put it down, put it up. You know when I had their hand
down. Hey, Lee, I'm not being funny enough. Hey, you get about 400 points a week. Just relax yourself.
But you will. Right, we're getting close to the end now. Right, 15. Floyd Mayweather won his first boxing world title in 1998. At which weight? Dave?
Featherweight.
Incorrect. Paul?
Bantamweight.
Incorrect. Lee?
Fly.
Incorrect.
The one he won on.
Miller be a heavyweight.
Heavyweight. I don't know.
No?
No, no,
you were close, Dave, but I can't give it to you because there's a 4 pound difference. Super feather. Different weight. Oh, no, right, 16.
Stinker.
Who won the 1991 Royal Rumble? Dave?
Hulk Hogan.
Well done, 3 points with Hulk Hogan.
I said him last time, I don't even know. He's the only wrestler I know. He's got air like Miller.
Paul's probably got the same bandana as him.
Snooker star James Wattenaar is from which country? Lee?
Thailand.
Thailand, yes. Dave had his hand up before you, but I gave you that one.
Oh! How about that? You can't say stuff like that.
He never. Wait, I've been watching the screen.
I know, I'm joking.
I know, but he said Thailand as well.
I was joking. It's
you probably would have said Scotland, you fucking nutter.
Wattenaar is a Scottish name.
All right. Last three now. The Wimbledon Tennis Championships are played every year between which 2 months? Paul?
June and July.
Well done, June and July, yep. 19. 2 times Olympic gold medalist Donovan Bailey represented which country in the 100 metre sprints? Lee?
Canada.
Canada, well done. And last question.
I was up before him.
Yeah, because he's up the whole time. You've got to wait for him to finish.
That's right. Irish sports, hurling and football play under the organisation GAA. What does GAA stand for? Paul?
Gaelic Associated Athletics. Gaelic. Gaelic.
No, you take your first answer.
Association.
No, you said you said it wrong. You said something else first. You said Gaelic Association Athletic.
It's the other way around.
Lee.
Athletics Association.
Athletic or athletics?
Athletic.
Yeah. Gaelic Athletic Association. That's it. Thanks, Paul. Right, that's the end of the quiz, lads. Now let's get to the all-important table for match day 7. Right, from last week, we had Miller on 0, Holland on 86, Mickey on 97, and Lee Harper on 114 at the top. So Adam Miller's come here today, and yes, good news is he's got some points, and yes, good news, he's in double figures. He's on 12 points. Can we have a round of applause, please?
I'm happy with
David Holland, you were on 86 points. Today you scored 23, which takes you up to 109. You're sitting in third. Mickey, you was on 97 points. Today you scored 24, just one more than Dave. Keeps you in second at 121. And Mr. Lee Harper was on 114. Today he scored 39, takes him into the lead. He scores a whopping 153 points. So you're in the lead at the moment, mate. So next week, we've got match day 8. I think I'm going to keep this going until Christmas. And then for the next season, I think we'll dip more into the noughties as well. So the trophy's at stake for Christmas time. So I hope you all enjoyed that and see you back next week. Thanks, guys.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.